Hello, everyone. Response to Sibby Mead regarding nuisance callers. Siobhan, I was going to suggest the preference service, the telephone preference service that you mentioned, but clearly you've already done that. The other thing I would say is, ask a question. How many things have you signed up to say that people can use, can sell their stuff on to third, your information on to third parties? Because you should always check that, because you know, sometimes when you have the check boxes online and things like that, when you say, you know, if you're happy to receive marketing information from the company with which to whom you're dealing with, that's one thing. But obviously you can sometimes, they have people that they say are preferred, a preferred pool of other companies that they sell your information to, which is basically bloody anybody, really. And the other thing is, if you sign up to a lot of these stupid competition things where you could win or do surveys and win this and do that and the other, often they have them in. So you've tried the telephone preference service. The other thing that happens as well is that they, these freaking idiots, I need to say something else then, actually withhold the number. So they actually block their number and they can get through to you that way. Of course, then a lot of people don't accept blocked numbers. So then what they do is they use a number that's not included in the preference service, so like an international number or something like that, or a number that's made to look like a normal phone number. So, of course, then they get through. So they're sneaky little twonks, really, to be honest. So what would I do, really? I mean, I don't know. I guess the only other option is maybe change your number. I wonder if that would work. But then what's the point of having a landline? I was going to say, I wonder if you could divert your landline, but there's no, and then you could block them, but then, no. I don't know. No, forget that. I'm just thinking on my feet, really. Change your number would be another one. You could try reporting them to Ofcom, but to be honest, Ofcom don't have any leg to stand on half the time because they're supported by these sort of stupid companies anyway. And the reason that you're getting, you probably know this, the reason that you're getting the thing where if you don't pick up, or if you do pick up and you get silence, is because they have software and hardware that basically calls loads of numbers at a time. And then when someone answers it, if one of their representatives can get to the phone in time when it lights up and says, yes, this number's answered that phone, then they obviously try and get to you and pick up the call. But if they can't, then it just goes round in a loop and calls you again. And it's a nightmare trying to get your name off of most of these things, I have to say. I just had one. I'm not at my house at the moment. I'm at Claire's. And I just had a thing, and it phoned three times. And in the end, I was just bugged off with it, so I answered it. And it was Santander. And he was very nice about it. And, he got the wrong name. And I said, well, don't call the number again. And he said, I can't take you off the list until you've read the number out to me. And I said, well, I'm not resident in this house. I said, it's not my number. I don't know the number. I said, in any case, I'm blind, so I can't read a number back to you. I said, so what do you have under the Equality Act that would mean that I don't have to read the number out to you? I said, because you should have something, you should have provision under the Equality Act, so that you can you have a reasonable adjustment in order that you can actually take my number off your system without me having to read the number out to you. And he muttered and ummed and ahed a bit. And he, again, perfectly nice guy, and he said, I don't know if we do. And I said, right, get one. I said, because if I get a call from you again, I said, I will press forward with a complaint on that basis. And I haven't heard from them since. So maybe that's the end to it. Just some thoughts, mate, for what they're worth. I'll speak to you soon. Bye-bye.